Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Yorick, A Jester's Tale by John Pilkington, narrated by Christopher Tester. An address to the gentle reader. Confitio is Latin for I confess. That is how a certain scholar, the Queen's chaplain no less, has urged me to begin. In the manner of a confession, I write my history, if without hope of absolution. The same scholar, Matthias by name, showed me his copy of Augustine's Confessions. The good bishop's book comforts and sustains him, he says, in his daily toil. Though what does a man like him know of toil? Yet, to humour him, I looked at the first page and saw these words. I will call to mind the impurity of my life past and the unclean corruptions of my soul. In the light of such fine intent, how can I not follow? And so, to my testimony. Whether it will be believed or even read by an immortal, I cannot know. Who but a hex can foresee anything? Before I begin, however, there are matters I should set forth. In primis, I am at times prone to embellishment, even flattery. How else would a runt like I have survived in the king's cold and windswept castle of Helsingor, where some bad-tempered courtier might aim a passing kick at me as if I were some cringing cur? I will alter that. I seldom cringed. Howled, perhaps, in pain or rage, but I never truly abased myself, unless clowning for one's supper amounts to abasement. But stay, for I leap ahead of my tale. Secundus, I'll admit that my anger has bettered me at times. I even grow angry with Matthias, as gentle a creature as you may find anywhere. I once called him a pious little turd. Well, naturally, he forgave me. He is a true forgiver, a born kneeler at altars, who believes I'm engaged in penning a repentance tract for which he thanks his Maker. At times I suspect Matthias of aiming at some kind of martyrdom. Then deep-dyed sinners like myself are forever suspicious of the actions of good men. Yet who am I to condemn him, infirm and confined as I am? Food for lice and fleas, and prey to memories that keep me from sleep. A plague on them. I will look to my history. These are my words, no others, for the setting down of which I'm beholden to no one. No one, that is, except the sweet boy, the beloved prince who raised me from an ignorant serf to a fellow of worth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?